Welcome to Grand Rapids Daily for Friday. We have a lot of local news to get through today, but we need to start immediately with an urgent severe weather and air quality alert for our area.
That's right. If you step outside right now, it is 66 degrees with clear skies. But do not let those calm conditions fool you. A statewide air quality alert is in effect through today due to hazardous levels of fine particulate matter blowing in from Canadian wildfire smoke.
The air quality index for the Lower Peninsula has officially hit the very unhealthy category. Health officials are strongly advising all residents to avoid strenuous outdoor activities. If you have asthma or other respiratory issues, you need to stay indoors with the windows closed and the AC running.
And unfortunately, the smoke is only half of the equation today. The National Weather Service is tracking a strong system of severe thunderstorms moving into our region tonight. We are going to hit a high of 89 degrees by 6 p.m., which is going to fuel some intense atmospheric energy before the storm breaks.
We are looking at a 100% chance of rain hitting right around midnight tonight, carrying over with an 82% chance at 3 a.m. on Saturday. The primary hazards with this system are 50 to 70 mile per hour wind gusts and frequent intense lightning.
So the protective action you need to take right now, secure your patio furniture, bring in your garbage cans, and make sure your phones are charged before you go to bed. Power outages are highly likely with 70 mile per hour winds. It is a really challenging dual threat. The rain forecasted for Saturday morning should actually help suppress some of that unprecedented smoke concentration and clear the air, but the transition tonight is going to be violent. Stay inside, stay safe, and keep your weather radios on.
Moving on to city politics. After months of debate, community feedback, and several revised blueprints, the Grand Rapids City Council has officially approved a sweeping new riverfront development plan. This is a massive $150 million public-private partnership aimed at completely revitalizing the stretch of the Grand River just north of downtown.
This has certainly been a long time coming. The core of this plan involves transforming what are currently underutilized, vacant industrial lots into a dense, mixed-use district. The final proposal includes 400 new residential units, roughly 50,000 square feet of commercial and retail space, and importantly, a continuous public greenway right along the water's edge.
Right, and that greenway is a critical piece because it finally connects the White Pine Trail extension directly into the downtown corridor, which urban planners have been trying to achieve for over a decade. But the vote last night wasn't unanimous. It passed 5-2, and the major sticking point for the dissenting council members was the financial structure of the deal.
Exactly. To make the math work for the developers, the city is granting a 15-year brownfield tax abatement. The developers argued, and the majority of the council agreed, that the abatement is absolutely necessary to offset the massive costs of environmental remediation. These lots have legacy contamination from the furniture manufacturing era in the early 20th century. We are talking heavy metals and industrial solvents deep in the soil.
The cleanup alone is estimated to cost nearly $20 million before a single foundation can be poured. Supporters on the council argued that without the tax abatement, this land would just sit vacant and toxic for another 20 years. Councilman Jones explicitly stated during the meeting that the city is trading future tax revenue for an immediate, badly needed community asset.
But the critics, including local housing advocates, zeroed in on the residential aspect of the plan. Out of those 400 new units, only 20% are earmarked as affordable housing, and that affordability is benchmarked at 80% of the area median income, which is a metric that always sparks debate. Housing advocates argue that 80% AMI is still entirely out of reach for the city's lowest income residents, essentially subsidizing luxury riverfront apartments with taxpayer dollars while failing to address the deepest parts of the local housing crisis. The developers countered that the margins are incredibly tight because of the environmental cleanup and the rising costs of construction materials. They maintain that pushing the affordability requirement down to 60% AMI would have killed the project entirely.
Ultimately, the majority of the council felt the combination of environmental cleanup, the public trail expansion, and the addition of housing inventory, even at 80% AMI, was a net positive for Grand Rapids. Groundbreaking is tentatively scheduled for next spring, assuming the state approves the secondary environmental permits.
For our next story, we have a public health warning that affects anyone planning to spend time outdoors in West Michigan this summer. Kent County health officials have issued an alert regarding a significant and alarming spike in tick-borne illnesses.
The numbers here are genuinely concerning. According to the county health department's latest epidemiological report, we have seen a 34% increase in reported cases of Lyme disease compared to this exact same time last year. And it isn't just Lyme disease. Cases of anaplasmosis, another serious tick-borne illness, are also ticking upward.
The primary driver behind this surge is the exceptionally mild winter we just experienced. Because West Michigan didn't get those prolonged deep freezes that usually act as a population control, the black-legged tick, often called the deer tick, essentially wintered over with very little die-off.
Right. The health department's vector surveillance team has been out dragging white cloths through the brush at local parks to sample the population. They are finding high concentrations of ticks in areas like Millennium Park, Proven Trails, and Seedman Park. And they are even finding them in residential backyards where they hadn't previously been recorded.
What makes this particularly dangerous right now is the life cycle of the tick. We are currently in the nymph stage. Nymphs are roughly the size of a poppy seed, which makes them incredibly difficult to spot on your skin or clothing compared to the adult ticks you might see in the fall.
And the symptoms can be tricky to identify. Everyone knows to look for the classic erythema migrans, or the bullseye rash. But health officials are stressing that the rash only appears in about 70 to 80% of Lyme disease cases. You cannot rely solely on looking for a rash to know if you've been infected.
Exactly. Early symptoms often mimic a summer flu. Fever, chills, fatigue, muscle and joint aches, and swollen lymph nodes. If you develop any of those symptoms after spending time in wooded or grassy areas, you need to contact your doctor and specifically mention your potential exposure to ticks.
The preventative advice remains the same, but the urgency is much higher this year. Officials are recommending using EPA-registered insect repellents containing DEET, picaridin, or oil of lemon eucalyptus. If you are an avid hiker, treating your boots and gear with permethrin is highly effective.
And the most crucial step is doing a thorough tick check as soon as you get home. Ticks typically need to be attached for 36 to 48 hours to transmit the Lyme disease bacterium, so finding and removing them quickly is your best defense.
All right, let's hit a few more local stories real quick before we wrap up for the weekend.
Sounds good. Let's get into the roundup.
Frederick Meyer Gardens and Sculpture Park has just announced the final three acts to round out their summer concert series, which includes a highly anticipated acoustic set by the Avett Brothers.
In sports news, the Grand Rapids Griffins have officially named their new head coach for the upcoming AHL season, bringing in veteran strategist Mark Morrison.
Morrison has a proven track record of developing young talent, which aligns perfectly with the Detroit Red Wings' current rebuilding phase. It'll be exciting to see his system in action at Van Andel Arena this fall.
Some rare and welcome news for local commuters. MDOT announced today that the major paving project on westbound I-196 has actually been completed 2 weeks ahead of schedule.
That is practically a miracle in Michigan. All lanes and ramps are now fully open, just in time to handle the weekend traffic, which is going to be a huge relief for anyone heading out toward the lakeshore. And finally, Grand Valley State University is launching a new artificial intelligence research center this fall, backed by a $5 million foundational grant. The center is going to focus heavily on the ethical implementation of AI in healthcare and advanced manufacturing, which positions West Michigan as a growing hub for technological innovation.
That is going to do it for today's episode of Grand Rapids Daily. Thanks for starting your morning with us.
Please take the weather alerts seriously tonight. Secure your outdoor belongings, stay inside when the winds pick up, and we will catch you back here on Monday. Have a safe weekend.